If there's a useful metaphor for what is happening in the U.S. government this week, floating out in space, trying to get someone on the line might work here. Imagine the millions of uninsured Americans out in near-Earth orbit, and the government trying to connect with them to get them to start making rational health choices.
The paramedics came, yeah. And then they were going to charge me for the hospital ride. And at the time, I didn't have insurance because I was an SAN. And I said, nope, I'm just going to call my family. So I went home with the broken ankle.
That's a woman with a fractured ankle who won't get in an ambulance because she has no insurance. It's the challenge of the Affordable Care Act. Reaching uninsured people like Cheryl Paul there, getting them into the insurance pool after years of being out there in limbo. Here's her full story.
May 27th, holiday, I was headed out with my youngest son to go to the movies, and I was a passenger in the vehicle, and next thing I know, I look up and I see truck. Big black truck. So the paramedics came and then came to see you the next day.
You didn't have any splint on it or
anything.
It was just a loose broken ankle.
Yes. Okay. I just hobbled.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
Decided to go to Highland the next day.
Highland Hospital Emergency Room in Oakland, California is what she's talking about. Cheryl Paul and others like her have already been reached by a unique collaboration between the StoryCorps Project and filmmaker Peter Nix, the director of the documentary The Waiting Room. Nix has also created a social media project that follows the life and times of patients and staff at Highland Hospital in Oakland, California. Nix and StoryCorps are creating a record of these people's needs and experiences. People like Warren Steptor, who uses the ER at Highland as his only doctor. Insurance scares him.
You never really think about health care until you're actually sick. And I was quite amazed with the care at Highland Hospital for someone who had no health care insurance, and the way things were, you know, presented to me. I was handled with professional care. I was surprised.
Now, what if your alternative to Highland Hospital was buying insurance or getting on a program to get subsidized, federally financed insurance to keep you from going to the emergency room all the time? Would you be interested in that sort of program?
Well, if it's affordable, yes. Healthcare is quite exorbitant these days, so anything that's going to make my life easier, I'm all for.
Pete Nix, is it interesting as a documentarian that we live in a nation where people, and Warren just sort of suggested this here, where people are more afraid of insurance than they are of going to something like an emergency room, which actually sounds pretty scary to me?
Well, the interesting thing that we found was that Warren, and Warren represents, you know, an entire community that basically the default for them became, as their primary care physician, was the waiting room. The waiting room became their doctor. And I think for a lot of people, it's preferable waiting than to get a bill. This doesn't mean that you don't go to Highland and not get a bill. I mean, you go through the process, they evaluate your finances, and if you can afford it, if you fall within a certain income range, you will get a bill. But for a lot of people, I think that, you know, is preferable than, you know, having to sign up for, you know, an insurance plan where you know you're going to have a monthly payment and this is going to be part of your budget, you know, as opposed to just waiting till you get sick to have to go to the waiting room.
But Warren, doesn't it make sense to invest, kind of pay as you go on your own health rather than wait for some sort of catastrophe?
Yes, it does. But with me, when it comes to health care, I've always, you know, run and grab an aspirin. I ask for them to make it go away. And until, I guess, I'm down on all, you know, hands and knees crawling, you know, then it's time to make a decision. Okay, I guess it's time to go to that emergency room, and we'll deal with it as, you know, as it comes up. It's a frightening experience. It's a frightening thought. And we tend to put our health care, you know, on the back burner, so to speak.
And for you, having lost your job, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was your most frightening moment, most dependent, feeling vulnerable moment in this whole period of being uninsured and unemployed at the same time?
I guess November 13th, when I had a heart attack and found myself lying on a stretcher you know, at Highland Hospital, basically, you know, seeing over at least 40 doctors, and I'm just wondering, how's this going to get paid for?
How did it?
Taxpayers, Medi-Cal, and some out-of-pocket expenses, but I'm just grateful to be here.
Pete Nix, how do you think health care complicates people's family life and the big sort of life and death decisions that they have to make as they go through the process of aging and dealing with dependence? And in many ways, everything goes through health care.
Well, what we found, at least what I discovered early on in spending time in the waiting room, was that our project wasn't necessarily a project about healthcare. It was a project about a community, and healthcare is interwoven in so many aspects of our lives. You know, whether it's the economy, or whether it's mental health, or whether it's, you know, violence in the streets, or education, healthcare plays such a significant role. And what happens is that when a community faces so many challenges on so many fronts, the health, the sort of primary health, gets pushed kind of to the back burner. So if it's a choice between going to the doctor and going to that job interview, well, you're going to, you know, choose that job interview. And a lot of the patients have to wait months just to get a clinic appointment. If that appointment happens to fall on the day that they have to be at work, well, they're not going to be able to make that appointment. So it's really about providing, you know, access in a reasonable way where people can take preventative measures as opposed to waiting until the last minute, because there's so many other issues that people are dealing with, primarily, you know, in Oakland and people who come to Highland, the economy right now. It's still a struggle, and, you know, Warren, I'm sure it's the same for you, that people are still struggling to find jobs, to keep jobs, to pay mortgages, you know, to pay that rent. And so, you know, you need a healthcare system that is going to allow and complement the many challenges that they're facing on a day-to-day basis.
So, Warren, are you working with Annette now? Do you feel better now that you're covered?
Yeah, like I said, take some of the stress off, take some of the edge off of how do I do this? How do I take care of this? You know, am I going to get a large, scary bill in the mail? And then when I do, I open it up and say, oh, my God, what do I do now? So that has been alleviated, and it relieves some of the stress. So it makes it easier to sleep at night.
Well, we're grateful that you're feeling so well and doing so well. Warren Steptoe, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Pete Nix, thanks to you.
Thanks, John.
Peter Nix is the director of The Waiting Room, a documentary film and social media project that follows the life and times of patients at Highland Hospital, Oakland, California. Warren Steptoe is a car mechanic in Oakland who spent long stretches of his life uninsured. His story will be saved in the Library of Congress thanks to a collaboration between StoryCorps and The Waiting Room.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.